朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天我们在神的面前，怎么样能够让弟兄姊妹能够在教会里面有一份的侍奉？
How can we encourage Christians to have a part in the church?
前天晚上我去看一个家庭。
Two nights ago, I went to visit a family.
那家庭那位弟兄就跟我提到他们刚来这个教会的感觉。
And during our sharing, the brother shared with me his initial reaction when he came to this church.
他说他是从一个非常这个热而亲切的教会来的。
Said he came from a church where everybody knew each other, a very family type of gathering.
他说他第一次到这个教会来。
The first time he came to our church,
他突然觉得迷失了。
He found that he was lost.
他觉得人很多。
He felt that there's too many people.
很闹而不热，你知道吗？就是说人很多，但是不觉得很亲切。
Although there may be a lot of activities, he didn't feel a warmth there.
所以他有一段的时间非常的消极，在教会里面，礼拜天来做个礼拜，他就觉得很满意。
For the longest time, he was very passive, and he was satisfied by just coming to church on Sundays.
他不能够在这个教会里面真正的感觉到归属感。
He cannot truly find a sense of belonging to this church.
你知道每一次弟兄姊妹跟我这个主人牧师有这样的一个怨言的时候
，You know, whenever people share with me as the senior pastor about this problem,
我就非常的 defensive.
I become very defensive.
我就开始解释这个解释那个
，And I will try to explain this and that.
啊，你大概没有参加对的聚会，你大概没有碰到对的人，所以你来这里一段时间，等等等等。
Perhaps you haven't joined the right group, perhaps you haven't met the right people, and so on and so on.
我不知道是我自己比较成熟呢，还是比较麻木。
I do not know whether I have matured now, or whether I have heard this so many times.
我当时没有回答，没有跟他讲什么。
When this brother shared this problem with me, I did not answer him right away.
后来他自己把他自己的经历跟我分享。
And as this brother continues to share his experience with me,
他说等到后来我在这个教会开始主动的有侍奉的时候
He said, after a while I became actively engaged in service.
我突然之间发现那归属感油然而生
I found that the sense of belonging just spontaneously arise.
我提这样的一个见证
I raise this testimony.
我不是替教会解释什么
Not trying to explainfor the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们承认我们教会还有许多的地方需要努力。
We admit there are many weaknesses that we want to strengthen.
我们对一些陌生的弟兄姊妹，对一些我们不认识的弟兄姊妹，是的，我们难免对他们有很多的冷淡、生疏。
Yes, it's easy for us to be cool to those that we do not know very well.
但是我盼望我们在这里聚会多年长久的一些弟兄姊妹们。
Let me just encourage those of us who've been with this church for a longer time.
让我们从两方面一同配合，让这个教会能够更有进步。
So that we can strengthen the church from both ends.
在九月底的时候，我们在那一个宗教教育主日的那天上午。
And I recall during September when we had the Sunday on Christian education.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见中文学校，我们看见儿童主日学，我们看见成人主日学的老师站在我们面前的时候。
As we ask all the teachers of the Chinese school, the children's Sunday school, and the adult Sunday school standing before us.
八十几位的弟兄姊妹站在个人的面前，各位的面前。
There were over 80 brothers and sisters who stood before us.
散会以后，在楼下有一个人告诉我。
And after the service, as I was going downstairs, someone shared with me.
说李牧师，我看见这八十几个人。
Said Pastor Lee, when I saw these 80 people,
我在看到在旁边的三十几位诗班的弟兄姊妹。
And then I see the 30 choir members.
他说我心里很受感动。
I was touched.
他说我不知道教会有那么多的人默默地在后面摆上他们自己。
I did not realize that there were so many people who were serving the church in different capacities.
他说我心里面觉得非常的惭愧。
And I'm ashamed.
他说我愿意从今以后在教会里面能够有什么侍奉，我愿意投入。
I want to rededicate myself to join in the ministry of the church.
耶稣说你们。
Here Jesus said you.
整体性的投入。
The corporate action.
第二，耶稣说你们是世上的光，你们是世上的盐。
Secondly, Jesus said you are.The salt and light of the world.
十三节十四节常常在一些基督徒的祷告里面被引用上。
Oftentimes we may use verse 13 and 14 in our personal prayers.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们发现我们引用圣经的时候常常引用错。
But then we find that oftentimes we misquote the Bible.
我们常在祷告里面听见弟兄姊妹这样说：主啊，帮助我们，让我们真是能够为你做光做盐。
Sometimes we hear people pray, Lord, help us to be the salt and light of the world.
做光做盐跟是光是盐是不一样。
There's a difference to be the salt and light of the world or are the salt and light of the earth.
我觉得这两句话它很难把它用英文翻译出来。一个呢是是，一个是做。
To be and to do.
这是不一样。
There are some difference.
耶稣说我们要有这样一个光和盐的这样的一个生命。
Jesus saying that we have the life of the salt and light.
不是说我们硬把那个光和盐的特性怎么样把它挤出来，把它做出来。
It's not that we have to squeeze this out.
我们常常看见，过去在台湾看见小孩子在玩嘎嘎酒，玩这个小孩子的游戏。
In Taiwan, like in America, children like to play house.
你做爸爸，我做妈。
You can be the father, and I'll be the mother.
这天黑了回到家什么都不是。
But after they go home at night, they are no longer the father or the mother.
是和做这两个思想是很重要，我们要分辨的两个神学不同的思想。
Being and doing are two very different things.
做是一种宗教的意境。
We can say to do perhaps is a religious type of thing.
是是一种生命的故事。
But then to be is a story of life.
我们看见今天基督教被列在世界五大宗教之一。
Oftentimes we see Christianity listed as one of the five major religions in this world.
但是在圣经真理的启示里面，我们清楚地看见一件事情。
But under the revelation of the Bible, we know this one truth.
释迦牟尼是佛教的教主。
Buddha started Buddhism.
但是耶稣基督却是我们信仰的救主，而不是教主。
But Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is not a religious reformer.
在我们中间也是老基督徒，你做基督久了，你会有这样的分别。但是我相信，在我们中间有一些慕道的或者刚信主的，我觉得我需要把这件事情交代清楚。
If you have been a Christian for a long time, perhaps you know this truth.But I think there may be some who are still seeking the truth here, and I'd like to emphasize this for you.
我们说宗教是劝人为善。
We oftentimes as religion ask people to be good.
但是生命的信仰不是劝人为善。
But then the life truth does not ask us to be good.
生命的信仰是给我们为善的能力。
When we talk about our faith, we say the faith of life.
特别是今天在我们中间有一些慕道的朋友。
This is in particular important to those who are still seeking the truth.
我想我们要把是和做这两个不同的神学思想交代的清楚。
We want to put this very clearly before you.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说做不重要。
I'm not saying that it's not important for us to do.
我们要先肯定我们在神面前的地位，然后我们才能够把见证活出来。
But we must be very clear about what we are first before we practice.
所以在这里我们看到不只是我们要有全体整体的投入。
So here we are reminded not only that we have to practice this as a group.
主耶稣在这里提醒我们，我们的侍奉是生命的侍奉。
Jesus is reminding us that our work is a work of life.
教会要成功，要发展的好，我们除了要有整体的参与，有生命的侍奉，我们看第三是什么？
Other than having a group participation and receiving this heavenly life, what else do we need?
教会要肯定他的世界观。
The church has been very clear about the world view.
我们知道传统的宗教有传统宗教的世界观。
We know that in traditional religions, they all have established traditional world views.
我们讲究与世无争，我们讲究消极避世，或者我们离开这个世界。
Either it's a withdrawal type of theory from the earth or active participation in the world.
1974年，我们看见在福音派的这个全世界的教会里面有一个很可喜的现象和发展。
In 1974, there's a very encouraging sign in the evangelical churches.
开始看重信仰跟文化，信仰跟社会的关系。
They started to pay close attention to the relationship between faith and life, faith and culture.
感谢主，在这个教会里面，我们过去开始也渐渐朝向这个方向走。
And in our church, we are also trying to emphasize this direction.
我盼望在这个教会有更多这一方面的突破。
I hope that we will have more breakthrough in this area.
耶稣说，你们是世上的光，你们是世上的盐。
Jesus said, you are the salt and light of the world.
所以我们教会的存在需要有入世。
So our church exists in the world.
在今天早上，我愿意再提醒弟兄姊妹，我们不只是要入世，我们今天也需要有一个普世的眼光。
And I want to emphasize that we should have a world view.
感谢主，今年下个礼拜开始是我们教会一年一度的拆船月。
And indeed, next Sunday marks the beginning of our mission month.
我们拆船月的这个主题是超越我们的骨肉之亲。
And the theme for this mission month is beyond our kinsmen.
我把它翻译成比较文一点，叫恩泽万邦。
In the Chinese translation, we try to be a little literal in our interpretation, and we paraphrase it as blessing among the nations.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是好高骛远。
We're not just trying to set up a high-sounding theme.
我们不是说我们自己福音都还没有传遍，怎么样提到将来？
Some may criticize, we haven't even done well in our local evangelism. How can we be concerned about others in the future?
但是弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面给我们看见一个很重要的原则。
But there's a very important principle in the Bible.
让我们要在大处着眼，在小处着手。
Let us have a big view, but then start with the small details.
或者说我们要在远处着眼，在近处着手。
We want to place our sight to the world's edge, but then we will start right where we are.
今天我们在传福音的事上，我们这两者是不可偏的。
We cannot miss out on either viewpoint.
很多时候我们发现有些教会只偏一方面。
And some churches indeed emphasize one over the other.
就在今天我们所读的这段经文。
Even in this passage right here.
你要把你的灯照在你自己的家里，照亮一家的人，然后要照在人前。
Here it says, putting the light so that it gives light to everyone in the house, and then the light to everybody.
我刚才说上个礼拜六我们请陈景文牧师来破土。
I have just shared with you how we asked Pastor Chen to start the groundbreaking ceremony.
让我们很清楚地看见这个教会将来若不是跟宣道有关系。
Let us again be reminded that we have to be involved in mission.
求主怜悯我们，让我们能够进入那宣教的热忱和宣教的行动。
We want to be involved in overseas missions.
最后我们看见教会的成功不只是整体的参与。
But then we are reminded it's not limited to just group participation.
生命的侍奉。
The service of life.
入世的心智。
A heart to be in the world.
一个普世的眼光。
A view for the world.
求主让我们这个教会成为一个有影响的一个教会。
We ask that God has mercy on us so that our church can be effective.
单单讲入世。
If we only say we want to be in the world,
而这些基督徒，而这个教会在世界里面不能发挥它的功用的话，
yet if the church has no effect on its surroundings,
到底有什么用处？
Then we are talking empty words.
所以主耶稣说用盐、用光来形容、来提醒我们。
That's why Jesus used the analogy of the salt and the light.
弟兄姊妹，我常常问我自己一个问题。
I oftentimes ask myself this question.
或者说我替弟兄姊妹也问这样一个问题。
Or perhaps I can say I ask this question for you as well.
在办公室。
As we are in the office.
在你的公司。
In your company.
在你的学校。
Or in your school.
在你的社会里面。
In your surroundings.
我这个基督徒是个可有可无的人吗？
Am I, as a Christian, someone who can exist or not be there and it wouldn't make a difference?
或者从另外一个角度来看， 我存在在这一个团体里面，跟我不在这个团体里面，这团体有没有不同？
Or should I say, does it really matter whether I am here or not?
当然，我相信弟兄姊妹，从你专业的角度来看。
Perhaps from your professionalism.
如果你说当然，如果没有我，这个公司完蛋。
You can say, without me, this company cannot make a profit.
我们在美国也被培养这样的一个自信心。
And indeed, we're told to establish this type of self-confidence.
我们根据这样一个自信心，我们去每一天上班，过每一天的生活。
We know that we are important to the company.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从信仰的角度看
，But if we look at this from our faith,
今天在我所处的这个环境里面，我这个基督徒的参与。到底跟我不在有什么不一样？
Does it matter whether I am here or not as a Christian?
我们都说盐是防腐。
We often say the salt is there to prevent corruption.
我们说光是除掉黑暗。
And we say light is to dispel darkness.
但是盐和光除了这个消极的作用以外，还有积极的作用。
But we know that they also have their active aspects.
我们知道盐可以挑起人一个喝水的一个欲望。
We can say the salt drives our desire for drinking.
光可以带领我们往前走一条光明的路。
Or we can say light will lead us to a path of light.
我们今天不讲世上的盐和光。
Let's not just talk about worldly salt and light.
我们今天讲在这一个公司，在这一个办公室的盐和光。
Let us just refer ourselves to our common surroundings.
到底我们在我们的环境里面有没有发挥我们基督徒应该发挥的功用？
Have we indeed been used as a Christian?
弟兄姊妹，让我们在看见我们要进入这新的二十年的时候，
so that we are reminded as we enter our next 20 years.
让我们从这两句很熟悉的话。
That we start from these two very familiar verses.
让我们知道怎么样靠着主，让这个教会能够荣神，能够益人。
So that we can learn to glorify God and benefit man.
有一个车祸的一个故事。
I'm reminded of this story which involves some accidents.
一个晚上有两列火车在一个平交道的附近相撞。
During one evening, two trains collided at a railroad crossing.
带来许多的伤亡。
Many were killed.
那么那个法院呢，那个法官呢，就把那个看平交道的那个看守员就审问他。
There was a court of inquiry, and the judge was questioning the person who was stationed at the railroad intersection.
那个法官再三的调查，再三的问这个平交道的管理员。
And this judge asked the person at the railroad crossing again and again.
那天晚上他有没有把灯举起来？
That at that night, did he raise the lamp?
因为只有灯举起来，两列火车看到那个警告就应该不会碰这样的不会出这样的一个车祸。
Because it is only when he has lifted the light that the trains can know that there's another train coming and so they can avoid the accident.
平交道的管理员再三的强调肯定，我那天晚上是把那个灯举起来。
The railroad worker emphasized again and again. He said, "Yes, I have lifted the lamp."
无罪释放。
So the judge released him.
他回到家。
And as he arrived home,
他跟他太太讲。
He started to talk to his wife.
当法官审问我的时候。
He said, when the judge was asking me,
就是我非常非常的紧张。
I was very, very nervous.
因为他一直问我有没有举灯。
Because he was asking me, have I lifted the lamp?
他没有问我灯里面有没有亮。
He didn't ask me, did you light the lamp?
当我想到这个故事的时候，
As I remember and of this story,
我想到今天的基督徒。
I'm reminded of today's Christians.
我们有举灯。
Yes, we haveLifted up the lamp.
我们说我们是基督徒。
We say we are Christians.
但是请问，我们有没有光？
But do we have light coming forth from our lamps?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们一起在神的面前，不是单单只是会背这两句话：你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
So that we won't just recite these verses.
让我们在主的面前实实在在再一次扪心自问。
So that we can ask God in our hearts.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。